How to Become a Networking Champion by Nargis Yaqub. What is more intimidating than talking to strangers? For me, it is talking to strangers with the intention of growing my career. It feels intimidating, awkward and downright overwhelming. Why would I want to have a conversation with a stranger about my career anyway? If I am looking for a job, I can simply search jobs on the internet, submit my resume, and wait for an interview, right? How can someone I just met at an event help me? If you are an introvert like me, the term networking probably gives you goosebumps and cold feet. Worry not, you are not alone. Many people are scared of talking to other people about advancing their career. In this article, we will talk about what networking means, why it is important, and how to become a networking champion. What is networking? To overcome the fear of networking, we must first understand what it means. Networking simply means developing productive relationships for career and business advancement. It is the process of interacting and engaging with other people to exchange ideas and information, resulting in building professional and social contacts. Networking is not just about taking from other people, it is also about giving and helping others find new opportunities. Why is networking important? Networking is a key component of the career development process. If you are looking for a job, it can provide you with opportunities to learn about new prospects, connect with potential employers, and build relationships that may lead to future employment. Connecting with people in your industry can prompt insightful career advice, hint about an unadvertised career opportunity, or maybe even help you find a new friend or mentor. If you are a business owner, networking with other business owners gives you opportunities to share your struggles and solve problems faster. It also helps you promote your business and expand your customer reach. Although networking is mostly used in the professional environment, it is also important to know that your professional contacts can become your social contacts. Consequently, you can develop lifelong friendships which become your support system, boost your confidence and improve your overall well-being. How do you become a networking champion? Now that you know what networking is and why it is important to network, you need to know how to network. Even if you are shy, remember that the more you practice, the more you will overcome your shyness and build your confidence. 1. Start with your comfort circle. Your comfort circle is comprised of people you already know, like your friends, relatives, classmates, and co-workers. These are people who know you, so you will feel more comfortable networking with them before you start networking with people you do not know. For example, when I was new to Canada, I asked relatives about their work and what it was like to work in Canada. I also expressed my interest in working, and got a lot of helpful advice on how to find a job. Talking to people makes them aware that you are looking for opportunities, so when an opportunity arises, they will think of you and connect you with the right person in their network. Remember that companies prefer to hire people they already know, or referrals from people they know. So your chances of landing a job through your network is much higher than someone who does not network. Still not sure about how to start? Ask your classmate or friend out for coffee or lunch, and talk about your current jobs, the challenges you face, and any new opportunities you are interested in. If you are already working and wish to expand your skills, ask a coworker about projects that are aligned with the skills you want to develop. 2. Engage with your professional circle. Your professional circle comprises of people who work in your industry, and the best way to build this network is by being a member of professional organizations which cater to your field. For example, as a certified payroll manager, I am a member of the National Payroll Institute, which has thousands of other members who are payroll professionals like me. As a member, you get opportunities to attend networking events such as seminars and conferences where you meet people from other companies. If you are shy and feel awkward talking to people at a networking event, remember that other people may be feeling the same way. The best way to overcome this is to prepare yourself before the event by having a clear goal in mind as to why you are attending and what you want to achieve from the event. For example, when I was looking for a job, I made a mental note to seek out representatives from employment agencies at the networking events I attended. I also go with the intention to learn and never to dismiss anyone as unimportant. You never know who you might meet and who will be your next employer. The last thing you want is to burn bridges before even starting your journey. When you meet someone, the first thing to do is to make eye contact and smile. This is a sign of friendliness and politeness. It also shows that you are open for conversation and are interested in getting to know the other person better. Remember that networking is mutually beneficial, so be prepared to give as much as you want to take. Strike up conversations by asking questions, listening and sharing relevant information about yourself. To maintain your connections after the event, be sure to exchange contact information and keep your word on anything that you affirm to do. Taking just a few minutes to stay in touch means a lot to people and you can end up changing someone's life for the better. 3. Network on social media. You do not have to be a celebrity or professional influencer to shine on social media. All you need is the right strategy and understanding to build a social media presence. The most popular professional networking sites are LinkedIn and Twitter. However, every industry is different, so pick a couple of sites which are relevant to your field. Start by building a strong profile. Include your experiences, education, memberships, interests, projects, and remember to include a professional profile picture. Next, connect with your contacts and people you know. Connect with people at all working levels and do not dismiss anyone as irrelevant. Remember that networking is a give-and-take relationship, so help others who are at entry level grow their career. You never know, someday they may offer you a new opportunity. Also, connect with people who are in the same profession as you. For example, I network with other payroll professionals to share tips and advice on various payroll issues. They were also a great resource when I was looking for a job. Social media is also great for meeting people you do not know, especially if you are shy about talking to strangers in person. One way you can do this is by joining groups and pages of interest. Here you will find other people who have similar interests, which makes it easier to connect because you already have something in common. When engaging with someone you do not know, send a brief message introducing yourself and why you want to connect with them. You can also mention how you can help them. Remember to be polite and courteous, as if you were meeting them in person. Once you get comfortable with social media, enhance your social media presence by posting content that is informative and engaging. Creating your own content highlights your knowledge and expertise in your field, and helps showcase your skills without a resume. Post interesting content consistently, and do not get discouraged if your posts do not get thousands of likes or comments. I have recently started creating and posting my own content, with the intention of paying it forward and inspiring others. I believe that even if only one person gets inspired, it is all worth it. Take the next step. Now that you know more about networking, take the next step to grow your network. Think about how you can give more than you can take. Ask a friend out for coffee, attend a networking event, and polish up your social media profile. Also, don't forget to follow up and follow through with your commitments. If you promise to introduce someone to one of your connections, keep your promise. If someone you met promised to connect you with their connections, follow up with them. Finally, always remember to be polite and kind to everyone you meet, in person and on social media. Networking is all about making human connections, so always remember to be human. Success isn't about how much money you make, it's about the difference you make in people's lives. Michelle Obama. What are your networking strategies? How has networking helped you in your career? How have you helped someone else grow their career? Please share your experiences in the comments below.